You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedules, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have John Ramstedt on the line, and he's CEO over at Beyond Influence, and he's also a host at the Eternal Leadership Podcast. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam, great being with you. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Oh, man, John. So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about overcoming adversity and living on purpose. And you're the guy that I want on the show for that. And also excited to talk about your podcast. I love bringing other podcasts and podcasters on my show to introduce their content to my community. So love to recommend other shows and to build. But before we get into all of that, let's just start off with tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at your company, Beyond Influence, please.
Yeah, here's what we're doing today. We started 7 years ago after I survived an accident that put me in the hospital for over 2 years, Adam. But as I looked at how to create a legacy in my life, you know, having been in business in the military for 30 years, here's something that was really clear to me is that the leadership industry is absolutely broken. We spent, I think last year in America, $24 billion on leadership development. And does anybody think we have a leadership crisis out there? You can answer that on your own. But here's what they focus on is the why, the what, and the how. And while those are very important, the one thing that we forget, we don't focus on, is the who we are as a leader. Because, Adam, I could take your best stuff. I could listen to all your episodes and try to apply it. But if I'm running it through a flawed person or somebody that really could be a better version of myself, I am not going to get the results that maybe my mentor's gotten, you've gotten, some of your guests have gotten. And that is what we're doing. And I really think that everybody that goes to work deserves to work in a great place with a great boss, with healthy relationships, and connect who they are and what's important to them to also the work that they're doing. So that's kind of the mission that we're on over here at Beyond Influence.
So at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave contact information for Beyond Influence because there's going to be some people listening that are definitely going to want to follow up. But I want to make sure that the right types of individuals and or organizations do connect with you. So what's typically a good fit for either, again, individual or organization to work with Beyond Influence?
Well, we work with right now, we were named 2 years ago the preferred leadership trainer to the U.S. Air Force. So we work with large organizations. We're doing workshops for, you know, at the Pentagon for generals, all the way down to first level supervisors, entry level. I have one-on-one executive coaching clients that are Fortune 50 CEOs, but I also work with high growth startups, you know, here actually around the country, also with some nonprofits. So I think the great people for us to work with are people that are not only want to do good through doing business. You know, they want to have an outstanding company, but they also see how that company can actually have a positive influence and impact in the community around them on an issue, their society, their city. And so, and also the people that I work with, Adam, because this isn't everybody, are actually willing to put in the hard work to make the changes personally with their team, with their organization, to really get to some of those extraordinary results. And so there's people, as I talk to them, I just don't feel that's where they're at. So I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that's not a good fit for, I think, for me or our team to work with.
No, it's great context. And I think it's a great transition. So let's just dive into today's topic. So overcoming adversity and living on purpose. I mean, from your intro, we obviously know you're consulting with very high level individuals, organizations. Where do you want to start this topic? Because it's a big deal.
Yeah, especially with what's going on today. I think every time we go through adversity, and you know what's happening in the world right now, there's going to be another adversity in the future. And we've gone through adversity in the past. And here's one thing I've noticed about myself. As I've gone through adversity, there is, on the other side of it, there is no status quo, Adam. We either emerge from that stronger or we emerge from it weaker. I'll never forget back, this was in 1993. I was a F-14 pilot in the Navy, had done two combat tours. And I get orders to go to Top Gun. Dude, I was absolutely on cloud nine. The next weekend, I'm playing softball. And I get hit with a line drive in the eye and have nerve damage. And I was out on the street. Dude, everything about me, my identity, my dreams, something I've been working for my whole life was just ripped away. And I was completely rudderless. I didn't know what to do next. But what happened was, in that period of time, there was three men that came into my life. They were all very successful in business, and they started mentoring me. They asked me, hey, what are you good at? What are your skills? What are your passions? What are your values? How do they help me get that in alignment with what I was going to do next, what that led me to do. This was all the way back in the mid-90s, was to start my first company. And I loved being an entrepreneur. And, you know, I had to connect to understand who I was. Because I think the more that you understand who you are in those different areas, values, passions, skills, the more it becomes clear what you should do next. And so jumping into that track for me as an entrepreneur now, I jumped in full feet, started a software company, didn't know what I was doing, but we grew this company. And then now it's just before 2000. On paper, I'm worth millions of stock. And then the 2000 hit, internet bubble popped. 90 days later, everything was gone, Adam. And so I'm like, seriously, this again? Like, come on.
Oh, man, you're breaking my heart over here. This is, I mean, like a movie, John.
I know, and there's more, right? But I want to give people hope because I think, you know what, if you just, here's what became, honestly, my prayer as I went through these different ups and downs, was, you know what? I got to just focus on being the best person I can. And I got to figure out what is the right thing in the right way to do right now. And a lot of that was reading, studying, allowing myself, choosing to be mentored, to find mentors. And I think, you know what? Also, as I got to know other people, I realized some of the stuff I was going through, like people right now, they're hurting. Our business took a huge hit when coronavirus came, right? I do a lot of professional speaking. All the work I did, you know, was with teams. Everything we had on the calendar, 90% of it was completely zeroed out this spring. But what can you do? You just got to keep putting that next foot in front of the other and reconnecting to why you're doing what you're doing. Because and here's my message to, you know, anybody out there that's listening right now as a leader. I this is just something that's on my heart. I think people are going to look back a year or two from now, and they're going to remember not maybe what we did or what we said, but how we made people feel as a leader going through a period like this. And this is an amazing time for us to develop trust with our teams, strengthen relationships. But you know what? We do got to keep moving forward. And sometimes, I'll just be honest with you, it is hard. And that's why I think having a community of people around you, being in a relationship with people, having a coach. I've had a coach now for 10 years. It was so impactful on my life. It's why I became an executive coach. But, you know, and then 8 years ago, I was actually, I'll make this really short, but I was invited to a retreat for a nonprofit I was doing some work with. and I was on a, well, we're going to go on a horseback ride, and this horse bolts and at a full gallop bucked me off head first into a steel corral fence. And I crushed my skull. I broke every bone in my skull except my jaw and my right cheekbone. I broke my neck, shattered my shoulder, crushed my rib cage, punctured my lung. Found out afterwards that what happened to me was literally not survivable by multiple doctors.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, how are you even alive right now here talking to me? I'm like, it's amazing.
Well, you know, we can talk more about this later, or people can follow me, but I had an experience at the accident. God showed up, told me it wasn't time for me yet, told me that he was going to heal me. Now, he didn't heal me the way I thought he was going to heal me, like, boom, you know, get up and walk. No, I spent 5 weeks in ICU and then 20 months at a specialty hospital for a severe traumatic brain injury. I had to learn how to speak again, walk again, drive again. My left eye was completely blind. But it was in that I just felt such a passion. Honestly, at 45 years old, I should be dead. And you play the movie of your funeral, and you know everybody at the front of the church, everybody says nice things. That's what they do. But I started saying, you know, what would they really say, you know, at the back of the church or a month later or 2 years later? And now it's been 8 years since the accident. And can I live a life so the use of my life outlives my life? And that became this driving force. I was CEO of a company, or I was running a company actually when this happened, and I could not go. I could only work a few hours a week coming out of this because of the brain injury. I recovered cognitively pretty quickly, but I had no energy, and so I started the company being able to work 8 to 10 hours a week. So once again, when you're going through adversity, and for me, faith was a huge part of it. Figuring out what to do each day, reconnecting to my passion, my values, my strengths, and what I wanted to do, and then just start taking those small steps forward. And then a year later, we had a business that was supporting our family. And today, we're doing business all over the world. We have a top 50 podcast on iTunes that we started 5 years ago. I mean, it's just amazing what happens when you just keep moving forward.
Absolutely amazing. And I do want to talk a little bit about the podcast. So tell us a little bit more about the type of content you put out and what listeners can expect. So I definitely want people to go and check it out.
Yeah, it's I just tell people, you know, totally upfront, it's Eternal Leadership. It's all about how do we bring our faith into what we do every day, into the work that we do, whether we're in business, you know, in the church, education, you know, politics, government, whatever you're doing. But how do you do that? And so, you know what, as I was coaching these high capacity leaders, Adam started the podcast so I could actually bring on these amazing thought leaders across industry to actually learn from them so I could actually serve my clients better. And I figured, what a better platform than a podcast. I can learn. And get this amazing education and share it with an audience. And that's kind of was the idea. And that's how it all started. And now I know you're at like, I don't know, thousands of episodes, dude. I got mad respect for what you're doing. We're at like episode 360, I think.
That's amazing. But, that's amazing. No, just to be clear, no, this is all I do. You're out there helping people. This is all I do. So, no, mine isn't an accomplishment. I go and do it every day. The fact that you got over 300 episodes with all of the consulting work and training you're doing and executive coaching, kudos to you. That's hard. 300 plus episodes, that's a huge amount of episodes.
Yeah, it's been, I've got to tell you, I feel like I've gotten an MBA over the last, I think, 4.5 years since we launched this thing. Like stuff just comes out of my mouth. You're like, man, that was awesome. Where'd that come from? I said, trust me, that wasn't me. I'll guarantee you I hired that person, or Lance, or Mary.
But, somebody.
But it's been a blast. We get emails. I think the most rewarding thing for me, the reason we do it, is the emails that come in from people. And just like, we just brought somebody on, I think, you know, like marriage. How do we, you know, if we want to be a leader in business, but things are broken at home, it really makes it hard. We just had somebody come on and talk about how to have a great marriage. And we got flooded with people saying, thank you. We had somebody just come on and just talk about how do I really deal with conflict on a work team in a remote environment? How do we do it from a faith perspective, even if our team isn't faith-based? Because I think it's really important, right? We don't have this agenda to proselytize, but we need to honor, you know, who we are, I think, as Christians in the marketplace. So that's a big part of our platform, but we also, you know, we do a lot of work with big organizations where, you know, that is not part at all of the work that we do, but how do you do that in a way that honors my values, but also doesn't conflict with what a customer wants too? So, you know, all of the, you know, how do we balance that? So those are also topics that we talk about on the podcast.
That's awesome. I can talk to you all day long, John, but we're about out of time on this episode. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Beyond Influence because they're an executive or an organization that's looking for some assistance and some guidance, or if they want to check out your podcast, so Eternal Leadership, I mean, what's the best way for someone to connect with you and your team overall?
Yeah, we have the what I call the stained glass version, which is kind of the faith-based version. That's eternalleadership.com. You can go to iTunes and it's Eternal Leadership. And then really our business coaching and consulting side of things is at Beyond Influence, beyondinfluence.com. Those are our two websites. We'd love to have you as part of, you know, our community in anything that we do. And if we have any resources or anything that we can do to help you out, we'd love to do that.
Fantastic. Well, John, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and your history and all the great things you're doing over at Beyond Influence. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And John, thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the work you're doing, Adam. It's awesome.